broadcasting live from the beautiful Sheraton Grand at Wild Horse Pass for Conscious Capitalism 2019. It's time for CEO Exclusive. Now, here's your host, Sueni Koch.
All right, so we're closing out the first day of the Conscious Capitalism Conference with our CEO broadcast. And I am really delighted to close out the day with Dr. Tiffany Manuel, CEO of The Casemade, and Charlene Manuel, CEO of One Accord Strategies. Welcome to the show, ladies.
Thank you.
Great, thank you. Good to be here.
So it took, you guys came from Maryland all the way to Phoenix, and I'm really interested, and I've been talking to everybody today about why they feel like conscious capitalism is a trend and a topic that is worth you as CEO, busy CEOs coming all the way across the country to engage in this discussion for 3 days. Why is it important to you?
I'll start, I guess. Charlene here. Because there is such a widening gap between wealth in this country and those of us who are working and striving to make ends meet. And there's a wide gap. And I think that those of us who really understand capitalism can begin to use our resources in such a way that we can begin to close that gap in ways of helping others, training others on things that can be done in society, and by actually being socially responsible in our communities where we live and grow and raise our children and all of those things. So I think that a balance can be made for those of us who are very conscious of what capitalism is, and then looking at where we can benefit communities where we live and actually help benefit society in the long run.
What about you, Dr. T?
Yeah, so I would pick up on that same theme and just say that for the work that I do, which is helping lots of communities across the country sort of make a case for the change they need, one of the things that is always a thorny point is how they interact with businesses and employers. It's always, or it's usually, a sort of us against them as opposed to how we together can figure out how to change what's happening in neighborhoods. So things like gentrification and lack of affordable housing or healthcare. It's these, greedy corporations are stealing the future of America. And that is a really unproductive conversation. So I came because I wanted to hear the conversation among folks who understand the benefits and the creativity and autonomy of capitalism, but who also understand that it has to be shared prosperity across communities or it doesn't work. And so far, what I'm hearing is that there's a lot of interest in folks who are often branded as sort of greedy capitalists, a lot of interest in thinking about how that is shared across their workers, across their communities. And I think that's positive. So I want to lean into that.
Well, it's very interesting because I did not expect this topic to come up, but it's come up continually throughout the day. This kind of the interest in socialism because of the inequality. I wrote an article about it a few weeks ago, and the statistic is that we have more wealth inequality now than any time since the Great Depression.
Absolutely. Exactly. Yeah.
It's like 0.1% of the population controls like 25% of the wealth. And yet, I'm definitely a capitalist. I don't believe socialism is going to work because I don't think forced wealth distribution is going to work. I don't know, given that this room only has, 600 or 1,000 people in it, these are all early adopters, what are your thoughts on greed? The spread of this movement and this philosophy is going to require the voluntary giving up or sharing of resources. And there are a whole lot of people like, I don't want to share my money.
Well, see, I look at that a little bit differently.
Please,
in
that's
terms
why we're
of
here.
Just giving up my wealth. But for me, it's about investing in the future of humankind. That's what I want to tap into with others. Because the truth of the matter is we really are all in this together. We really are. And when we see that and realize it, it's not just that I'm giving what I have you. I am sharing out of a sense of investing in the future. It's like when my neighbor's child gets a good education and grows up and goes off to college and then becomes the doctor that I get to go to in my old age, That's what's important. So I want to invest in my community because I'm investing in my future. I want to invest in my city, my state, my world, so that I can travel the world and enjoy the beautiful places all over the world. But I can't do that if I'm kind of, you know, being very cornered in terms of this is mine and it's only mine. And I want to invest in other places so I can enjoy the beauty that all of us can have access to.
Mm-hmm. And I guess one of the things that I would love to talk with you all about is the capitalism part of conscious capitalism, because I believe that that's the part that will hook, you know, people beyond the early adopters. There are people who are going to do this because they think it's a moral imperative. But then at some point we have to start talking to people and speaking eloquently to people who will do it as a financial imperative.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would love for you all to weigh in on the financial benefits or the financial imperative part of this conversation beyond just this is helping elevate humanity, which it is. But why is this also a good business proposition from your standpoint?
You want to go there?
Well, so I think I would reframe that question too.
Please.
So I would say... I think for a lot, so there are folks who are here who will understand that it's a good business proposition. And I think they will, there are lots of folks here who recognize that the way that capitalism is unfolding is unsustainable. You can't keep sort of, you know, using the Earth's resources in the way that we have and not sort of run out of that resource. We had a presentation today talking about the lack of water. But we're sitting here in Arizona, which has had a 10-year drought of water. At some point, you run out of that as a natural resource. And he was talking about how fast we are depleting the resources in our country around that. So at some point, right, even just basic things like water run out. And I think in a number of different ways, healthcare, affordable housing, in a number of areas, we can't sustain the way that we've been unfolding capitalism. So to some extent, I think you've got folks here who are ready to address that and begin to think about that as kind of early adaptive leaders who see this and are trying to figure out how we reformulate what happens next. But I think, you know, for me, the issue is there are some folks who will come to this conversation and they will be led by it because they simply believe it's a good business strategy to lean into this. There are others who will come in because there's a moral imperative to do that. There's some who will lean into it because it's good, just reputational press. They get good press out of it, right? Out of being a good sort of corporate leader in their communities, and they like that, right? We make money by doing good, and that's a good slogan to put on. From my vantage point, I don't care why you come. I don't care, right? And in fact, a couple years ago, there was a song by Aaliyah Adams when she said, I don't care how you get here. You can come here by trailways or caravan, and right? I don't care how you get here, but you got to get here. And I think
get here if you can.
Get here. And I think what's exciting to me about that audience is you got a bunch of folks in the room who are saying, we're here. Right? How do we bring other people to it? And I heard you say that, and I think that's exactly right. That's my interest in this conversation. How do we grow it so that we start to build some momentum around it and we attract other people who also can get here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, my goal is that conscious capitalism is capitalism. You know, it's full adoption of conscious capitalism,
right,
so that it
mm-hmm.
becomes the norm, not this little kind of side movement.
And business, when it is functioning at its best, it is good for individuals, and it can be good for individuals and communities and
right.
for a thriving economy. It really can help everybody. Everybody can actually share in that. It just depends on how we approach that. And as Dr. T was saying, you know, it doesn't matter how you get here. And so that's the beauty of being in this room. We don't know why people are here individually, but they're here. They're here and being part of a conversation that says, we're not really sure what we're going to do, but there's something to be done here, and let's explore, let's innovate, let's hear different perspectives, let's put some ideas out and see what can grow from that. And that is so productive, because what happens is we're not really sure what's going to happen at the end of the day. And it's like then that light bulb comes on and you get whatever it is that you get. But it's because we came to the conversation, we showed up with an open mind and said, you know, let's see what happens from this. And I think that's how business actually grows, just leaning into that creativity, that mindset, using our minds and our hearts mm-hmm. to see what we can do and grow the world and grow ourselves, mm-hmm. grow each other.
And I want to pick up on that because I think people in the audience are at different levels of their own evolution. Mm-hmm. Some people are here because they're going to have an individual evolution in terms of their own thinking and mindset.
Their conscious leadership.
Exactly. Some people are ready to move their businesses into that space and are here to get organizational development strategies for how you do that. Some folks are here because they want to move their communities. I mean, so everybody's at sort of different levels of evolution. Mm-hmm. And I think there is something to be gained from us sort of sharing across those sort of levels
yeah.
about what are the ideas we have for where we're sort of working within.
Mm-hmm. So I would love to talk with you ladies for forever, but we do need to wrap up our broadcast for the first day of the Conscious Capitalism Conference. What's your biggest takeaway for the CEOs who couldn't be here who are listening? What do you feel is one thing that you learned today that you would want to share with them? What's your biggest takeaway from the first day of the conference?
I would have to say, you know, I did. This is my first Conscious Capitalism conference, so I really didn't know what to expect. So when I walked into that room was packed. I mean, my hope odometer went way up because that said to me that there are people out here who are serious to at least have the conversation. And I think that's where we have to start. So when I walked into the room, I thought, okay, game on. This is, you know, possibilities. And I think that we don't, at least from my perspective, sometimes we don't really realize that there really are a lot of people in the world who really, you know, they make money, they're smart, they have great ideas, but that's not all of who they are. And they're willing to come and say, you know, well, let's share, let's grow together, let's see what we can create. And so my hope level is higher now, just at the end of the first day. And I want that hope to transcend into conversations that we will all have with people when we leave here, and they will have that sense of, you know, sometimes on the news you hear all the negative stuff. But when you hear about a room full of people and they're out for at least trying to do good, yeah, game on. Let's have that conversation. So I'm happy to be a part of that. And I want to share that with other people too. Like, hang in there. It's a good fight. Sometimes it's tough, but there are people out here who are really trying to do the work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'll pick up on that and I'll say what was really helpful for me was hearing people tell their stories and the way they got to this conference and the way they got to being sort of reimagining their businesses and reimagining their own practices was all over the place. For some folks, it was a personal conversation. For other folks, it was being forced to sort of adapt because something was happening in their businesses. But everybody sort of got here in different ways. And I just reiterate that their own journey is really interesting. The second thing I would say, what was really interesting even about today, was just how the small steps that people were taking. It wasn't that people sort of, you know, woke up and had an aha moment and decided everybody in their companies would get, you know, all these amazing things. You know, the morning speaker talked a little bit about friendship and how just encouraging mm-hmm. that in the culture of the workplace can change the nature of how you do business. Sometimes when we hear about conscious capital, people think that they have to do these big, amazing things right off the bat. And I think what was encouraging to me was hearing folks talk about the small steps you can take that actually have big, meaningful consequences, sort of the butterfly effect. You start some of those small things can have really meaningful, impactful changes on the other side of them. So
great.
Very positive.
Yeah. Well, thank you, ladies. It's been delightful having you on CEO Exclusive. I hope you enjoy the rest of your conference.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us.
I might be really silly, but I notice you all both have the same last name. Are you related?
We are.
We are.
What are you? Sisters? No. Cousins? Help me out.
Mother and daughter.
Wow.
Who's the mother? Who's the daughter?
You must be really proud of her.
I am very proud of her.
I'm very proud of her.
Yeah. And we get a chance to do some work together. My work is working with nonprofit boards. That's the majority of the work that I do. And some of our work crosses over. So we actually get a chance to work together on some projects. And that's really fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All righty. You ladies have a great rest of the evening.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks so much.
That was fun. Right on the fly.
We could have talked all day. We were just getting warmed up.
Once we got started, like, let's do this.
So beautiful. I tell you.